Or do I have to tell a joke? No, I don't think so.
Hello.
And today you're going to—he's going to reveal the reason why he wears a hat, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Grant Livingston.
Thank you. I will not tell you what the question is, but I will tell you the answer. Some guys wear a hat to be a cowboy. Some guys wear a hat 'cause it makes them look tall. Some wear one just for fun, or for keeping off the sun. Some guys wear a hat because they like baseball. There's old feed caps and hats with ear flaps for winter. And the rabbi's hat is the smallest one of all. You know, to some guy's style with a big old tile, so people stop and stare. I wear a hat because I got no hair. Now they say God only made a few heads perfect, and he covered up the rest with hair instead. But friend, from where I stand, tell you I could handle a little more imperfection on my head. I could get a rug, I could take a drug like Rogaine. Or maybe I could do like my old friend Fred and take a little bit from here and comb it away over there. Or I could just wear a hat because I got no hair. I got no hair. I got no hair. You would not believe what is not under there. But it used to be brown and wavy. Maybe it was straight and red. I just can't remember off the top of my head. It seems to me there'd be enough hair on the planet if some folks did not have more than their share. Man, did you see Keith Hope up here? Well, that just isn't fair. Hey, Keith, you really need all that you got up there. Don't you think he really ought to learn to share? Oh, there's no justice in the world, but I don't care. I wear a hat because I got no hair. Thank you. Thanks very much. Little Morgan had to help him with the words a little bit because although he is vocal, he is not exactly verbal. Had to help him with the guitar part too because he does not have opposable thumbs. But as I said, it was his idea, and the name of this song is Let Me Off the Leash. Well, you say that I'm a dog, a big old hound. Well, I know it must be true the way I follow you all around. My doghouse is real cozy, my little rose garden is rosy, but just outside is the whole world wide, and I feel a little nosy. Let me off the leash, won't you please? I won't be sniffing my nose where it's not supposed to be. I'll leave the kitty cats alone, I won't stray far from home. Sometimes you know a big old dog just got to roam. Let me off the leash. I just gotta know if this big old world got any new tricks to teach. I'll always come home to you, you know. I did say that I'd do, and I'll be true if you just let me off the leash. Well, tonight I'd like to go out with the boys. Oh, we'll steal some eggs, we'll lift our legs, we'll make a little noise. Don't mean I don't love you, I think you hung the moon. Let me make this clear, without you here I don't know what I'd do. So if you ever leave, I'd bark and howl. So don't make me cry, don't say goodbye, I'll never tell your puppy chow. But let me off the leash, won't you please? I won't be sniffing my nose where it's not supposed to be. I'll leave the kitty cats alone, I won't stray far from home. Sometimes you know a big old dog just got to roam. Let me off the leash. I just gotta know if this big old world got any new tricks to teach. I'll always come home to you, you know. I did say that I'd do, and I'll be true if you just let me off the leash. I will be true if you just let me off the leash once in a while. Let me off the leash. Oh, hoo. Thank you. Thanks very much. Anybody watch the Discovery Channel? You watch it all the time? Did you see that thing they had on last week? It was all about the human brain. They did a whole show on that. Did you see that? Didn't see that one? I think that was last down where I live. I don't know if it's the same night as it was on last Tuesday. Didn't see that, huh? Let me tell you about it. Some researchers, I think in Austria, did a study. It took them years, and what they found out was there's an area of the brain that is entirely reserved for remembering jokes. Who knew? Now, I don't know about you, but in my brain, that is a very small area. As a matter of fact, I can only ever remember one joke at a time. So if you were to tell me a joke that you like, for instance, I would have to forget the one I already know in order to learn yours. And for your convenience, I put the joke in the first verse of the song. I'm like that. What do you get when you play a country song backwards? It's a pretty old joke you probably already know. What do you get when you play a country song backwards? You get your wife back, you get your truck back, you get your dog back, and that gives me some hope. Won't you play this song backwards? I wanna go back in time. If my life were a tape deck, I would hit the rewind. Won't you play this song backwards? Could be that old joke's true. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. You know, I got to wondering about that guy who lost his wife, lost his truck, lost his dog, got them back through the power of country music. This is his story. I told you how sorry I am that I ran over. Just got out for a minute, should have put the parking brake on. And I'm sorry that the truck rolled down the street into that ditch with you in it. With you both there in traction, I understood your reaction when you said that the romance is gone. But if you play this song backwards, could be we'll go back in time. If my life were a tape deck, I would hit the rewind. Won't you play this song backwards? Could be that old joke's true. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. See, this is a waltz. This is the part where you get up and dance. That's pretty subtle. Maybe you're not dancers. Maybe what you really are is singers. And I believe the chorus is coming around just about now. Won't you play this song backwards? I want to go back in time. If my life were a tape deck, I would hit the rewind. Won't you play this song backwards? Could be that old joke's true. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, is anybody here from the FCC? No? They're not admitting it. Well, it'd be okay, really, because, see, as a performer, you may not know this, but as performers, we are required to be familiar with all the FCC regulations, and that's why I can tell you that it is Chapter 14 of the FCC Code and Chapter 14 in paragraph 38, and I can't remember, was it sentence 2 or 3 in that chapter? Do you remember offhand? You don't remember offhand? I think it was sentence 2. It says, by the way, in part, that if you sing a song about a dog, as I did in the first set, you must also sing a song about a cat, of course. And that, by the way, the reason for that regulation, you all know why that is? That is to provide equal time for an opposing point of view. I want to tell you about this cat that I met that's in this song. I met this cat up in Nova Scotia in a 400-year-old graveyard. We were up there a couple years ago, took a tour of this graveyard. A fellow by the name of Alain Melançon gives a tour. The graveyard dates all the way back to the time of the French in Nova Scotia. Back then, it was called Acadie. That's what they called it. So the British came along, kicked out all the Acadiens, sent them all down to Louisiana, where they became the Cajuns. But all these years later, a lot of the French Canadians had come back to Canada. They take a lot of pride in the French history of the place, especially this fellow named Alain Melançon, who gives a tour of the French graveyard. You show up at midnight. He gives you a candle in a wooden box. And he's all dressed up in 17th century mourning garb, black from head to foot, and he knows the stories behind each one of the gravestones in that old graveyard. Like if a gravestone has a skull with wings, which I mentioned in the songs, that means a person died very young. For some reason, there's a neighborhood cat that has joined this tour. He shows up every day, every night, just at midnight, just before the tour. Alain does not know whose cat this is, but I figure this has got to be a French cat. And if he were to introduce himself, he would say, en français, je suis le chat gris. I am the gray cat. That's two semesters of college French at the University of Florida, friends. Thank you very much. Your tax dollars at work. I also learned to count to four in French. Anybody know how to say four in French? Quatre. How convenient, non? Et un, et deux. Et un, deux, trois, quatre. I'm the gray cat in the graveyard. Je suis le chat gris. The graveyard tour is about to start. Je suis le chat gris. 2,000 souls lie sleeping here. Bring your candles, never fear. Oh, scratch me right behind the ear. Je suis le chat gris. Allez! Je suis le chat gris. Encore! Je suis le chat gris. Now here's Alain, I know him well. Je suis le chat gris. He got lots of scary stories to tell. Je suis le chat gris. Here lies Monsieur and his wife. death by drowning, gun or knife. Everyone ends up here, that's life. Je suis le chagrin, allez. Je suis le chagrin, c'est moi. Hey, this gravestone's got a skull with wings. Je suis le chagrin. And a candlelight brings out the flying things. Je suis le chagrin. Now here's a big moth, he's juicy and fat. Who unswiped my paw and that is that. He saw the flame, but not the cat. Je suis le chagrin, dites-moi. Je suis le chagrin, encore. I'm the gray cat in the graveyard. Je suis le chagrin. Blow the candles out before you depart. Je suis le chagrin. Hey, go be happy, drink your wine. Sing and dance while you have time. You only get one life, but I get nine. Je suis le chagrin. You only get one life, but I get nine. Je suis le chagrin. Je suis le chagrin. Je suis le chagrin. Fini!
Thank you. Ah, merci beaucoup. Thank you. Here's another. Sometimes when I play this song, people look at me real serious and say, "Are you okay?" Well, the answer is I'm fine. But I do thank you for asking. Here's a little invitation, and it might seem strange, 'cause I never plan ahead, but now I'm gonna change. You're invited to my funeral, you're invited to my wake. Yeah, you heard me right, there was no mistake. See all your friends come around the minute that you die. Even friends you haven't seen for a long, long time. I'm imagining the scene, all of my old friends there. And I don't get to see them. Well, that just isn't fair. I want my funeral now. Let's get the whole thing started. 'Cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun. The natural all allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Gonna drink a little whiskey, gonna eat a lot of food, and we're hiring a band, and they're gonna play the blues. So when I really die, you can stay at home. Alright, now is the time, and there's a party going on. I want my funeral now. Let's get the whole thing started. 'Cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural all allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. That's got sing-along written all over it, doesn't it? I want my funeral now. Let's get the whole thing started. 'Cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural all allows. Can't wait another minute. I want my funeral now. Oh, all my friends will come from Maine to Washington. It will be so much fun just to be near them. Oh, they can eulogize and tell all kind of lies. It will be twice as nice if I'm still here to hear them. So get your airplane tickets, hurry up, come on. 'Cause I know that you would be here if I was really gone. There's no need to be sad, there's gonna be no ghost to haunt you. But it's my funeral and I'll cry if I want to. I want my funeral now. let's get the whole thing started. Cause you can't enjoy the party when you are departed. Have more fun than natural all allows. Can't wait another minute, I want my funeral now. Can't wait another minute, I want my funeral now. Thank you. Your part goes like this. Sing oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. From the Florida coast to the Texas sun, our kind has roamed since time was begun. We've a fearsome legend every one of us knows, all about the place where the grass does not grow. Well, the legend it tells of birds that fly with the roar in their throat and fire in their eye, and they fly so fast and they fly so low down in the place where the grass does not grow. Sing oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. Now one of our kind on that fateful day, with his fine long snout and his armor of gray, well, his fate was sealed when he chanced to go down in the place where the grass does not grow. Well, his fear increased with the heavy bird's roar. In his ancestral memory, he'd seen this before. He stood transfixed by the eyes of flame. The last thing he saw was the great bird's name. It was Volvo. Sing oh wee oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. So armadillos all, wherever you may roam, be careful if you stray from your armadillo home, and teach your children, every one of them should know, beware of the place where the grass does not grow. Sing oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh, where the grass does not grow. Oh wee oh, sing oh wee oh wee oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. Sing oh. It's the graveyard of the armadillo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.